Dangerous, damaging storms overnight. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Storms continuing to strike the Midwest and Southwest. Fox's Chanley Painter.
Severe weather carving a path of destruction across the plains and the Midwest. Oklahoma getting hit the hardest as unconfirmed tornadoes are tearing through communities. Extensive damage has been reported in several states from Texas to the Great Lakes. They're all under the threat of tornadoes, heavy rain, and large hail from this powerful system. Sunday is also forecast to be another busy weather day across those regions.
At least one death is reported in Oklahoma. Saturday Night Live star Colin Jost hosted last night's White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington. The SNL star dropping zingers about the president and the legal woes of his likely November opponent.
Before I begin tonight, can we just acknowledge how refreshing it is to see a president of the United States at an event that doesn't begin with a bailiff saying, "All rise."
President Biden also speaking at the dinner, using part of his speech to poke fun at his opponent.
The 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
President Biden, of course, the third appearance at the dinner. Every president since Calvin Coolidge has appeared except for former President Trump. Republican Florida Congressman Bill Posey announcing he will not seek re-election. He's the 23rd GOP member of Congress to announce a departure from the House at the end of their term, according to the House Press Gallery. In a statement, Posey said it's been the greatest honor of his life to represent his district, east of Orlando, in Congress. Posey first was elected to Congress in 2008. Several candidates already are running, the announcement coming shortly after the filing deadline for additional candidates to replace Posey. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Anti-Israel protests at Columbia University in New York continue, and Jewish students say they feel unsafe. Fox's Steve Harrigan.
Four different universities across New York City, protests underway at all of them now into their second week. A big crowd overnight at NYU. The protest there was peaceful. At Columbia, we've really seen the university go back and forth. They called out police once, pulled down the tents. The tents came back, and now they are in negotiations. Administration officials say they will not call in the police a second time. They have, however, barred one student protest leader, Kaimani James, from campus. Social media posts were discovered where James called for the murder of Zionists, saying people were fortunate that he hasn't killed any Zionists yet.
Protests at other colleges in the U.S. are being broken up by police, some universities threatening to suspend students. People in Israel continue to mourn and demand the safe return of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza.
Here in Tel Aviv, they've set up a makeshift Passover table. On one end, it's obviously very clean with crystal clear glasses. But at the other end, it's extremely dirty, topped with old rags and water bottles, symbolizing the suffering of those who still aren't home.
Among the 133 still missing, Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Poland. Just this week, Hamas released a hostage video of the 23-year-old, the first time he'd been seen alive since the attack. His parents called it overwhelming, begging leaders at the negotiating table to keep going. Shortly after Hamas released a video of Hirsch, tensions boiled over in Jerusalem, where crowds protested outside the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Tel Aviv. At least 20 soldiers are dead, several others wounded after a munitions explosion at a military base in southwestern Cambodia. Nearby houses were damaged by the blast. The cause of the explosion remains unclear. Cambodia's prime minister has ordered compensation to be paid to the victims' families. Security is tight at the base. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.